guys, welcome to The Bachelorette ABC After Show. We're here on AfterBuzz TV. You might not recognize his face next to me because she's been gone forever. We have a full panel. It's going to happen. Let's talk about The Bachelorette. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome, everybody, to your Bachelorette After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Danny Hoyt, and we have a special treat for the first time in a long time. Our entire panel is here.
Not ever.
Is it ever?
We've all been together.
The four of us.
The four OG, supposed to be here.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, guys, we have the most special treat for you then, because for the first time in the history of this show, the four of us, who have been selected, hand-picked by the Lord God Almighty to be on this panel are actually here. I'm Danny Hoyt, and to my left, the wonderful, the lovely, fresh off a trip to Puerto Rico.
Hey, guys, I'm Sterling Cates.
I feel like I set you up for something very exciting.
I was like, hola.
I'm Sterling Cates.
Okay, it's been a couple weeks since I got back from Puerto Rico, so I lost
but
my...
Yeah, but it's a couple weeks since you've been on here.
That I've been in L.A.?
No, on the show that we're on right now.
Oh, yeah. It's been longer than that. It's been like 3 weeks. Yeah.
It's been so long.
And
we were
off
remember.
Last week. I can't even remember. I missed you guys.
But we're glad
I couldn't
you're
even
there.
Have fun in Puerto Rico because I was just missing you guys.
There it is. The honesty comes out. That's why I like it. And to her left, Miss Zias.
Hey, everybody. I'm Christina Zias.
What's
Happy
up?
To be back.
Do you want to add a little fun flair? Where have you been? What have you been up to? Can you give us like 10 seconds of your life?
Okay, just real quick on the Bachelorette spectrum. I was outside and I was like, when was the last time The Bachelorette was on? Like, I felt like since we had a hiatus last week, it felt like...
Forever.
Yes.
And because like months, we had months. The two episodes the week before, it just felt like a lot and then nothing.
Yeah, they gave us too much and then took it away.
And that lovely voice that you just heard right there, that is none other than Christine.
Oh, wow. What's up, everybody? I'm Christine. You can find me on social media at Christine Bean.
Christine and I held down the show by ourselves a couple weeks ago. We did a good job. There's a lot of room to talk.
Felt like we had like a little one-on-one.
We had a little one-on-one.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But you're still here, which means I gave her the rose after the show, if you know what I mean.
I don't know if you guys are on the right show, but this is a Bachelorette, so you would have given him the rose.
Thank you, Sterling. Yeah, so anyways.
So Danny didn't get the rose.
True. Guys, I'm glad you're here. We miss Renee. We love you. I think
Renee
is. All right, so let's talk about this. We're in Geneva, Switzerland. We got a lot to cover, and we want to make sure we get through it all. Hi to everybody, by the way, on the chat roll. There's a lot of you guys here hanging out with us. And we're glad you guys are here. So if you've never hung out with us on the chat roll, coming out. Thank you to Yo, who said Danny looks cute with glasses. Truth be told, I had contacts until 14 minutes ago, and my eyes hurt. And these lovely ladies approve the glasses.
We told him you look cute.
I wasn't going to do it. I don't usually wear glasses
on
camera.
He's like, I can't see. He's like, but do I look okay in glasses? And we're like, Danny, you look good. You look good.
Megan said it too. Well, and Renee. Maybe I'll wear glasses more often. You guys are being super nice to me. I love you guys. And Misha noticed the additional ink. Thank you, Misha. I did get additional. There is additional ink happening.
Look at you.
But it's not about me.
Wow. Let's talk about you.
No, it's about
it's
Rachel.
It's about Danny.
Because we saw some real things develop tonight. Overall thoughts on tonight. Ladies, anybody want to chime in before we break it down?
No one has a relationship like Brian and Rachel.
Yeah?
That's all I got out of tonight.
Twitter was way more entertaining than the actual episode.
Agreed.
Twitter was wonderful tonight. Yeah. Who's your guys' favorite Twitter follow, by the way, for Bachelorette stuff?
I just kind of like peruse the hashtag. Same. Really.
Mine's between a few. So Brian Varga is one of mine. I love his tweets. I don't know who he writes for, but I retweeted him earlier. This guy. Or Brett Varga. Brett Vergara. community strategist at BuzzFeed. I love Brett Vergara. I gotta give him a shout out. I also love Princess Problems. We've talked about her before.
Yeah.
And I love Olivia Caridi.
Yeah.
I also love the girls from Huffington Post.
I used to love, I would always like follow Sean Lowe's tweets, but he doesn't do that anymore. He hasn't done that since like Juan Pablo was Bachelor.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I love Emma. I love the girls from Huffington Post. They're fantastic.
My favorite one is Christine Bean.
I love Michelle Collins, and also I used to love Jenny Mullen too.
Mullen was good. She got a little much for me. I think that's why they pulled her off the after show as well. She got a little much.
Yeah. I will say though, tweets wise, I think you had the greatest tweet tonight with your Barney.
Yeah, Christina killed it.
Kill the game.
Go check it out at Miss Zia.
Catherine Rios for Kevin Rouse. Did anyone read Raven, Alexis, and Astrid live tweets? No, I didn't.
I was scrolling through.
Were they good?
Yeah, they were funny.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, I saw Astrid say something about that. She was like, if you think our tweets are funnier, you should see our group chat. But then I looked through her Twitter feed and I was like, I'm not laughing at all.
Really?
Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I just caught it at the right time. Maybe I didn't read far into it enough. I don't know.
I was following Dean's tweets tonight and they were kind of shady.
Yeah, you showed me a tweet that Dean said about...
Yeah, it was like, bye, Brian.
Yeah, we thought
something.
It was a spoiler.
Yeah.
And it said, bye, Brian.
And it was like
Brian.
At the end of the episode. So weird.
Oh, really?
What do you think that's about?
I don't know.
Interesting. All right, well, let's break this down.
There's a little feud there.
So we're in Geneva, Switzerland. Rachel comes in with the announcement. No rose ceremony, 3 one-on-ones, and 1 group date that's a 3-on-1. And right to Brian. Brian, if you'll get ready. Ladies, back in the house, they cut, and we'll talk about the date as a whole. Back in the house, they cut to Dean at one point. He said he's a 37-year-old man who lives in Miami, and he's gotten good at sweet-talking women. Do you get that vibe from him, Christina? Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Absolutely. Obviously.
But you're okay with it.
Well, I'm okay with it because I feel like, I mean, when I look at Rachel and Brian together, there's no doubt that she is so into him. Like, every part about her wants to, like, love him. You can see it. Like, yeah. It's just all over her face. She's like a little giddy schoolgirl. Definitely do I feel like he's a little too suave. And, like, I do think there might be, like, he does seem too good to be true. I don't know. But from every other relationship I see, I feel like there's, I don't know. There's no competition.
You guys agree?
It definitely has the most chemistry. And the part where she said, usually when someone tells me they have strong feelings for me or that they're falling in love with me, I run away. Mm-hmm. And this time I didn't. And she actually got closer. So I feel like that's a lot for a person to have to do.
Yeah.
Especially if that you have a history of doing that, of bringing people in and then pushing them away.
Christina, they're like chomping at the bit to say, what do you got?
No, I just... Because we talked about this last week when it was just me and you, Danny, how I was saying, like, he could be too good to be true. I was like, why is he almost 40 and still single? And considering, like, the clips that we saw at the very end, like, fast forward to his hometown and someone talking about whether or not, you know, like, he's all talk. Like, is it genuine? There has to be some truth to that that vibe and that feeling if it keeps coming up so much about whether he is just, like, all talk or is he serious.
Okay, but here's the thing. 37 sounds old, but it's really
not. Christina and I went on this rant, and I said the same thing. I was like, that's not old.
It's not old. It's not, like, especially if you have a career, you're living your life, like, all of a sudden you wake up and you're freaking 37 years old.
Right.
Like, I think that's okay, especially in this day and age. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, women, like, want to have, like, children later and later. Mm-hmm. Like, men are, like, I mean, everyone's working on different things. Like, you don't have to be, like, 25 and married. Like, we think that Dean is too young because he's 26 and, like, Brian's...
So where's the happy medium?
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think it's kind of an excuse. Yeah.
Also, I don't love the argument, oh, he's still single, there's something wrong with him. I mean, everyone on the show is single. Is something wrong with all of them?
Right.
So is Rachel.
Well, except for DeMario, he wasn't single. And he obviously had the most problems in all of them.
Totally.
By the way, Megan Kania, or Kania, correct us. She said Dean tweeted by Brian when he went on his date. So it was like coinciding when he was live.
All right.
Thank you for the clarification. This date was interesting, the luxurious date. They show up in a Bentley. She said she was going to treat a man today. Chocolates, cheeses, watches, and they go get a watch. By the way, I love watches. So, like, this one, obviously, like, I love watches. Like, right away, trip to trigger in me. Obviously, she didn't buy him the watch. The show bought him the watch. But still, like, for me, that was very...
You don't think Rachel dropped the rack on him really quick?
No.
I kind of wanted her to, because she's like, I got you. I got
I think
you.
She would.
She said it like it was, like, her.
And I think she... But they always do. I think she would, and I think she very much could.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the thing.
But I don't think she was. I think it was a show.
Rachel gets to decide who goes on these dates, right?
Right.
Yeah. So maybe even if she didn't, like, pay up the cash for him, she chose him. Like, she wanted him to have this matching watch. Mm-hmm. So, like... Who cares if the money wasn't behind it?
That's a huge tell. Somebody else, Megan just said the same thing. She goes, the watch is a huge tell. I think you're right. Like,
definitely.
She knew who was going on which day, and she picked it. And she even said something at the beginning. She's like, I'm trying to remember how she worded it, but she said something along the lines of, I know he knows how to treat a woman, but I want to show him that I can treat a man today. Mm. And that is very telling, like, for her to to kind of take this role of, like, I want to basically make him feel, like, loved and blessed.
Right. It's kind of a role reversal considering everyone's trying to vie for her love and attention. And she's like, no, I want to give it to you.
Yeah.
Like,
he was
she's
shocked.
She's not doing that for anyone else.
I right tweeted now. That, like, when she said that, he, like, attacked her and kissed her in, like, a very...
He's like,
and then yeah, it was, like, thankful, sensual, sexual way.
And isn't she not supposed to technically, like, say how she's feeling? You know, I mean, Ben Higgins, obviously...
Yeah, she's like, not supposed to.
Messed up that rule, but she's not supposed to say anything, so that's, like, her way of saying something.
Monique goes, he was far more excited about the watch and driving the Bentley, which is very Corinne.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe it's just Miami. Though. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's a Florida thing, like a Miami thing for Brian and Corinne. Doesn't she live in Miami?
Yeah.
She does.
Brian said that he's scared about introducing Rachel to his family. Last time he did, they broke up shortly after. Why? I didn't really, like, pick up on why. Did you guys pick up on why that was?
Why they broke up shortly after.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Now, I don't know if it has to do with his family or if it was just, like, a coincidence.
I think it was just a coincidence.
But he called attention to that.
But he also did say, like, it was a very heated relationship that happened really quickly, like, same as his and Rachel's. So I wonder if Brian's just kind of, like, the guy that, like, falls hard and...
And then the flame burns out?
Maybe.
Possible.
He seemed to be, like, pretty consistent thus far.
So the show is, like, terrible for his track record, if that's the case.
It's, like, all of his strengths, because it's fast and it can dissolve off camera.
I did like how she asked him to come home. You know, she gives him the rose. There's the orchestra playing. I don't like, by the way, how the producers really want us to hear him kiss. Which one of you guys said he's got a little Josh Murray?
Like, 100%. Even with the, like, oohs and ahs and the ums and the whatever, it's like... All I can picture is Josh Murray with the pizza and Bachelor in Paradise, and it's like bringing back.
So Bethany Benson said there was problems between his mother and his girlfriend, and Person 123 says maybe that's why he's single. His family is an issue. And then Renee said no. He said he wouldn't compromise with his mom, and I feel like I saw that at Kamara's Twitter too. Something that has to do with, like, his mom and his ex, which makes me concerned about Rachel and his mom. You think we're gonna see some fireworks next week?
Mom thing.
I don't know.
The mom. I don't know. I think, honestly, everyone's trying to hate on Brian because everything, he just seems
like they're trying to find something.
But really, like, if you're looking at all the relationships, Brian is by far the most, like, giving to Rachel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you want Rachel to find love, like, you have to support her and Brian's relationship. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Do you guys think they sound dubbed those kisses? Jessica O thinks they sound dubbed those kisses.
Definitely. Probably.
And apparently him and Josh Murray are friends, according to Viv O.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Oh, really?
That's not true.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, really?
There you go, just for one more time. Anything else with Brian before we move on to Dean? With that date, specifically.
I was bored with Brian's date.
It was
I mean,
a little
I get
bored.
It. They have chemistry and they make out all the time. I'm good. Let's watch the rest of the episode. You know? I'm glad they did it first.
Yeah. You know, Mama Mia just asked a question. She goes, please tell me one genuine convo they've had besides today. We did see a very genuine convo. I think they've had a few semi, but when you compare it to somebody like Peter's convo, which we'll get into, I don't think it holds a candle to it.
A lot of, yeah.
Or is it match? What's the saying?
I had a couple people...
hold a match?
Just hold a match. That's the saying?
Hold the flame.
Kem DOC was tweeting me throughout the whole episode just talking about, like, the fact that all the one-on-ones that we've seen, or even the group dates, like, you learn something new. And she was like, you know, everything with Brian is great. Their passion is there, but, like, we're not, like... We're learning things about him very slowly, and it's crazy how they're going so fast, and we're not learning as much as everyone else.
Right.
I don't know if you guys feel that
they
way,
must
too.
Be having conversations Definitely. That aren't being shown in the edit, for sure. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't think Rachel would keep him around.
It's tough with the edit, because, you know, even with like Matt, like, I'm sure they had so many conversations that we never saw.
Jesus. Okay, so let's move on to Dean. Old Town Geneva, she told him to dress up in a Sunday dress. He looked great, by the way. I love the... little high tailor job on his. Yeah, it was just like, he did it right. He had some nice socks showing. But they go to church, which she said she'd never been to Catholic Mass, so they go to Catholic Mass together. I thought there would be more onus on that part since they, like, played up the Sunday dress. Mm-hmm. But all they were doing was, like, talking during the Sunday Mass in French.
Yeah, and usually you can't talk during the
Yeah, it was like, I thought it was very awkward.
There was, like, five people there, too.
Yeah, it was like, I didn't understand that.
Sunday Mass.
Think about all the trouble they had to go to get that approved by, like, the church and get the camera set up in there to show us the shot of them sitting in a room with 15 other people and talking.
Yeah.
About nothing.
And then they had that one part where they asked the couple how long they'd been married, but they've done that before. She had a date before.
This was more boring than Brian's to me. 100%. Until they got to the dinner.
especially since Dean is someone that she wanted to open up, why don't we put him in a room where we're not allowed to talk?
Mm-hmm. Makes no sense.
Like, I feel like that just gave him an opportunity not to
Shut down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, right? Like, I don't have to talk, so let me just shut off.
Yeah. Because then even when we get to the dinner, he even said, he was like, well, today was a little, like, weird.
Yeah.
So she starts the dinner by saying, you know, whenever I do one-on-ones, it's because I have more questions, or I want to flesh things out, or I want to get to know somebody better. And then she ends by saying, or for them to get to know me better. And then we see all of the awkwardness just, like, unfold. We've seen this before, and we've talked about this before about him laughing his way out of situations. He has a good laugh. He's got the dimples.
It's like a little giggle.
He's got this little, like, giggles his way out.
He's like schoolboy cute. Like, he is just so cute. But
when you get to this
cute.
Point, you can't do that anymore, and she's straight up, like, laid on a platter like this. So she even
calls him out.
Like, she goes like this, waiting for him to ask, and he answers with, do you believe in the tooth?
I really like you.
You're really pretty. Like,
he keeps affirming, I'm really glad we're here. I'm glad to be here. Which, you had a great tweet, by the way. Tell everybody your tweet. It was
no, I mean, anyways, I think that his favorite dinosaur is Barney the dinosaur because he's a child, obviously.
Showing his age.
I really like Dean. Like, I think he's such a cute guy. And I'm so happy that we got to see the reason he was so awkward was because of his insecurities about his family. And this whole situation has got to be the most uncomfortable dating experience, for sure. But to then think that someone is going to come home and meet your parents is scary enough. And then to think America is going to meet your parents and you already have a hard enough time dealing with your family issues.
Right.
But then to open that up to the entire world, I mean, for sure. I just got chilled. Like, that's scary.
You're right.
Absolutely.
He probably got in his head at that point. Yeah. He realized how real it was getting, and the fact that maybe Rachel wasn't letting him get away with laughing it off in that situation. He's like, oh, fuck. Like,
and whether he knew it or not, he was sabotaging his potential of...
Probably purposely because he was so scared. Yeah.
Right.
Interesting. Like, the chat room's really, really split on Dean. A lot of people are saying, I love him, not for Rachel, but I adore him. Renee said that.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the feel. And I want to ask you guys that. Like, I like him. I don't have anything against him. Mm-hmm. I just don't think he's for Rachel.
I agree.
He's not mature enough for Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in here even said that, like, he'll do great in Paradise. I could see him as the next Bachelor. I don't know. Janet goes, Google, Dean is awkward but wonderful. Rachel's just not the girl for him. I have to agree, and I think that's going to be my sentiment.
Agree. Yeah.
Great guy. Good for him. Not for Rachel.
Yeah. Christine, you said this when we were watching. You're like, I don't even know if he deserved that rose. I kind of agree with that because he finally said what was, not that he should or shouldn't say whatever he wants to say, but whenever he said the thing about why he was acting that way, she was like, okay, here's the rose.
Right.
It wasn't like, there was nothing else after that.
Yeah, I wonder how much was actually in between that they got edited out because it did seem very, like, very fast forward.
Yeah, that's true.
But he did have a big line talking about his family. And said, to the effects, I'm going to get a little wrong, but he said, I wish you could see my family at 15, not the family that abandoned me in the most important part of my life.
Right.
That was very telling. And then we see in the preview, we see his dad, and seems a little like it might be an awkward situation later. So it's very, very interesting. And I think obviously that plays a part into, like, maybe kind of what Eric alludes to later about never really understanding how to, like, he had to figure out life on his own a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard. That he has not an easy life.
I mean, without his mom being around, like, a lot of us, you know, as me as a guy, like, that's how I learned. I watched the way my dad talks to my mom, and I watched the way my mom would instruct me about, you know, how things made her feel. And, like, I would come home and talk about ways I've handled things with girls, and she'd be like, well, this maybe made her feel this way. You know what I mean? I had somebody to bounce that off of that was treated very well by my father. So I can't imagine without that, you know, that process of elimination of, like, trying to figure that out has got to be incredibly difficult.
Right. Well, confronting these issues on your own is difficult enough, let alone doing it on national TV.
To be fair,
I mean, you know what you're getting into when you come on this show. Not that, like, that is, like, anything, but, I mean, it's been around for a million years.
I will say, like, I love this season.
13 season.
I've loved this season so much, and I really love Rachel, and I think the reason I found this season be so enjoyable is because I really, truly felt for the first time, like, one, I didn't know who was going to win. Two... I felt like...
Still don't?
I still don't.
Okay, good.
But, like, the past couple seasons...
Yeah, just a little, by the way, this is a spoiler-free show. We never know, and we will never spoil.
Definitely not. That's the worst, finding out.
I hate it.
Yeah.
But I feel like in other seasons, like, right off the bat, I was like, oh, like, in Ben's season, I thought Lauren was going to win right off the bat.
Yeah.
But this season, I was so interested in honestly finding following Rachel's journey, and tonight was the first time I did not feel like it was genuine. Mm. I did not feel like she really wanted to give Dean a rose. I don't think she should have given him a rose. Mm. I feel like at that point, she knew she's not going to end up with Dean. So it was the first time in watching this season that I felt it was so produced.
Yeah. Rachel did say something that I liked. She said, I want to meet the people that have made you the amazing man that you are today. Mm. Which I really liked that she said that. I thought it spoke very highly of like her character. And I think us as viewers, we're clamoring to see a little more of like the amazing dating side of Dean.
Yeah.
You know, rather than just like the funny guy that's like a dapper looking, good giggle, good personality guy, you know?
She didn't react that way. We'll get there later. But when Eric said whatever his piece was about his family, she was like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't go.
Good point.
But, I mean, whatever his family situation is made him the amazing man he is today.
That's interesting that you bring that up.
People are saying, that's a very interesting point. People are saying, like, Victoria Beck, why did Dean's dad look like a hippie psychic? Person 1, 2, 3.
Eccentric.
Maybe Dean should have gone on Dr. Phil before going on.
Aww.
I know.
That makes me sad because he seems like such a nice guy. Don't be mean.
Alicia, did anyone on Twitter see the tweets comparing Dean's dad to the Sultan in Aladdin? Cold-blooded. But actually not that far off.
Let's wait till next week's episode before we make all these comparisons. We haven't even met the guy yet.
I feel for him. With talking about, like, I was kind of expecting him to get a little emotional, like, talking about losing his mother. Like, I just can't even fathom that.
No.
So, let's move on to Peter. She starts off by saying, we're at the peak of our relationship. Peter, and she's taking Peter out for their third one-on-one. I was trying to remember any other bachelorettes that have taken one guy out for three different one-on-ones, by
the
way.
It was his third one-on-one? Yeah.
Third one-on-one date in the same season.
They had the
first week.
Doggy thing.
Yep.
Right. What was the second one?
Didn't he, like, kind of make his own one-on-one with her when he stole her at the cocktail party?
Oh,
when
they were in, like, that hot tub?
In the hot tub thing.
Yeah.
Did they have another
one? I think they had another one.
I don't think so. I think it was that.
Because he said it. He's like, it's been a long time since our one-on-one. Yeah, and I've watched her go on dates with all of these guys in all these beautiful countries. And he wanted that time with her. He's like, I'm stuck on these group dates.
So she counting that time after a group date as a one-on-one?
Probably.
I would count that. That was,
I mean, it was 3.5 hours. The guys did say 3.5 hours.
I'd be so pissed about them.
Technically, you could do whatever you want. Like, after a group date, if a guy wins a group date, you can spend as much time with him as you want.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe they did just spend, like, have their own one-on-one.
Yeah. Right.
So this is the third technical. Yeah, people are saying, person 1, 2, 3 said the extended hot tub.
Yeah.
Helicopter, the Swiss Alps. She was holding his hand, head on his shoulder in the helicopter, the dog sledding. This date, I would put above Brian's with the watch.
About to say that. I would much rather do that than get a watch.
Yeah, like, no, I mean, the watch is great. Sure, drive a Bentley, great.
Yeah.
But helicopter, the Swiss Alps, and like, I don't care how cold you are.
Yeah.
I want that date.
It was romantic, and we
That is now on my bucket list.
Yeah, it was a great date.
No, it was romantic, and we actually got some substance from their conversation. Like, there's definitely a little bit of tension there with Peter not being sure if he can handle this whole process. I thought it was, like, the first bit of interesting drama in the episode.
Yeah, and
like,
at least he was honest.
Oh, yeah. Shannon just pointed out, she meant the third of the week, Brian, Dean, Peter.
Oh, okay.
But technically, and also, Brian has 4 date roses. Dean pointed that out on Twitter. Interesting. All right. Anyways. Thank you for the clarification.
Go on.
No, I was done with that one.
But did you guys see, for me watching this, the date was so beautiful, but I just felt like Rachel is just always trying to give to Peter and is just, like, hoping for his acceptance, like, trying to seek his love.
Right.
And he is, like, just really, like, playing it low and taking his time, which is fine, but I feel like if you're comparing relationships, Brian is, like, so eager and telling her.
He's ready.
Yeah, he's ready. Yeah. And Peter is just holding back the entire time. I feel like Rachel's into Peter more than Peter's into Rachel.
And it's telling that the most emotion we've gotten from Peter is when he's talking about his ex.
Yeah.
You know, like, when that's coming up for him while he's sharing that with her. And not when he's expressing his emotion for her.
But it came up from a place of feeling like it came from him feeling like he abandoned somebody, not like it was such a hard breakup, it was a hard thing. It came from him feeling the guilt.
Right.
And that more concerns me, that he hasn't dealt with the guilt.
Whatever that is, it's still there.
Yeah.
And you can't really, like, completely move on with someone else until you, like, handle.
It almost sounds like he still feels like he owes her something.
Right.
It did. Yeah, I agree with you. But it did feel like the way he said it. And I feel like he was very honest in saying, she goes, do you think you're ready? He goes, I think I am. And she asked the right question. I think one of you guys pointed at the screen was like, I think it was you. You were like, but what if? And she asked the right follow-up question. She said, But if it gets to that point, will you propose if you're not sure? And he said, how did he say it? He goes,
I would let you know.
Yeah, I will let you know. He goes, if I'm not, I will, yeah, if I'm not, I will let you know.
Well, I feel like he brought up this issue of guilt because he's afraid of doing the same thing to Rachel.
Yeah, and I kind of saw it as like something more like that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not like he's not over it. I could, if I got deep in enough conversation about an ex, I could see myself getting emotional. It's not because I'm not over it. It's because if you really want to dive down and start thinking about those feelings, there are like, you can get to a place of revisiting hurt.
For sure.
But it doesn't mean I'm not over it. It's just in there, it's accessible. I'm not going to completely close it off because I don't want that to come out later. Like, I can access it.
Right.
I just believed. Well, so those were very real emotions, and he was very honest, and I completely believed him, and I like praise him for doing that. Like, that's a very hard thing to do. But then I didn't get that. I didn't feel that same way when he said, "I really, really, really like you too." I'm like, okay, well, I feel like I'm in middle school again. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel that same like authentic.
Like, he didn't reaffirm the end of that conversation in a
that
way
he was that, there for Rachel. Yes. I was like, okay, that's like a nice story, but then like, what about Rachel?
I kind of like that he's more reserved. He's like the opposite of Brian with words.
Yeah, that's
Brian
true.
Will give you all of his words. And I think there's something in Rachel that a little bit likes that dig, like she's digging it out of. But we all do. Yeah. That's an innate human nature thing. But there's something in her that likes. She knows she has it in Peter, and she's like digging to get it. I just hope that doesn't outweigh her connection with Brian in a way that she's like, well, I have to figure this out to the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where they're going right now, there's only so much time left. Is she gonna keep digging? Like, is she gonna just get bored? Not bored with that, but like, frustrated because she's being vulnerable. She's opening up. It's like, how long are you going to keep begging somebody to like really?
Well, we see Dean freak out on the preview. Like, Dean goes, if you don't stop putting up these walls, you're going to keep any of us from having a real relationship with you.
Right.
So then maybe she put her walls up because she's, you know,
but maybe
tired
she doesn't realize it until something next week springs it. You
maybe,
know?
Yeah. Maybe.
Regardless, I feel like Peter's being the most honest out of anyone. Aside from like Brian just like grabbing her and making out with her all
that's
the time,
true.
You know what I mean? He's like, I'm actually like having some reservations, but I'm still like completely in it. You know what I mean? Hmm. I respect that.
Yeah, I can respect that.
Even though he's not as far as like some of the other.
That's kind of
guys
like how
are.
Rachel was towards the end of her cycle with Nick. She's just, it was hard for her to like say I love you to him and to just go past that last layer, but she was there. Like, she was trying to be present. Right. She just wanted to know that like he felt the same way, because she said it. She's like, I've been where you are. I've wanted to go home too. Like, I've totally been there. So maybe she sees a little bit of herself in him.
So maybe Peter will be the next Bachelor.
If he doesn't win, I think he's got to be. Yeah, and I do like the way you mentioned this, but she goes, I really, really like you a lot. And for me, it would be an honor to come home. It was the only one she said it in this kind of tone and words. It's an honor to come and meet your family. And I love how he goes, absolutely, now will you put that thing on my lapel? Yeah. Like, he got a little flirty there.
Yeah.
Which to me confirmed him, like, I absolutely want to do this. Like, please put that freaking thing on my lapel. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And she also did say something about maybe them living in Wisconsin together.
Yeah. She goes, I wrote the down. Like Peter's hometown could become my hometown.
Yeah, definitely. That's very telling, for sure.
Group date, Eric, Matt, Adam, tomorrow will be difficult. I don't know what else to say. And she said, let's take a boat to France. I feel like out of nowhere we go from that to her crying talking to Matt. And it was the weirdest freaking thing ever. But she says, you're the one that most reminds me of myself. Like, what in the world? Can somebody please explain this to me?
I'm gonna agree with you on this, where like that's where the authenticity wasn't there for me in this episode. Because I just couldn't understand like how she was crying so hard over that breakup.
Nobody
like,
can.
I mean, yeah, as viewers, like, I was saying this before, we're not emotionally invested in their relationship at this point for me to be like, oh my God, I'm so bummed Matt's going home. Like, the amount of trolling that Matt and Adam are going through right now on Twitter from everybody, either calling them paid extras, because that's how much we don't know about them, to just, like, you know, I mean, I feel bad. Like, a part of me kind of wishes that we got to see more of their relationship over the race baiting between like Lee and Kenny and all the BS. Like, if there was actually a genuine connection there, I would have wanted to see that and better understand where Rachel was coming from than sitting here being like, who told her to cry? Who put onions underneath the scene? Because like, where did that come from? You know?
Was that the most tears we've seen from her up until this point?
For sure. With the guy, I think.
Oh, well, I mean, like, she walked out on a rose ceremony hysterical. Yeah. That was the only other time I've seen her really cry.
Yeah, jeez.
But it was beyond that, beyond the crime, because she said, like, if the situation was different, she would have been with him. I felt like that was weird to me. So you're saying like you have the most in common with him and you could see yourself with him.
And outside the show.
Right. Yeah. That's weird.
So are you going to regret it later? Like that's what I kind of got from it. And there was a tweet that I read and it said, you know, Matt seems like a super decent guy from the 4 minutes that we've seen him.
Yeah, he does.
Like in that moment, I was like, oh wait, this guy's actually like a person that has words that he can use.
So then it gets even weirder with the goodbye.
Classy exit with the champagne.
Yeah, it gets even weirder with the goodbye. So he steals, he also steals a kiss.
Yeah, right.
Ladies, if a guy's breaking up with you, do you kiss him in a mature adult relationship? When I was in like my mid-20s, like, yeah.
No, I wouldn't.
I
feel like you just broke up with me.
That wasn't even what I was concerned about. It was the fact that we don't even know who this guy is, and they just like kissed all of a sudden. I feel like that was like their first kiss and their last kiss. Have they kissed before?
I've never even been a fan of like after they break up, them walking out holding hands together in any past season with any Bachelor, Bachelorette. So this is like a one step further. What the heck?
And it wasn't just like even a kiss on the cheek or whatever. It was like a
full-on passionate goodbye.
Yeah.
And then he takes a champagne glass.
What
happened right there?
I almost felt like it was like, well, listen, if things don't work out with me and the guy I choose, like, here's my number. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I kind of was.
Call me.
I'm so perplexed.
That
if somebody
kiss
has an explanation.
Was not like a this is an end.
I'm just upset that she didn't keep him if she felt so. If she was so sad to let him go, why did she let him go?
If that was the case,
Hope
let
Grimm
him stay.
Says, I'm sure she was crying for a reason. They just didn't show it. Like, maybe we're going to get an answer at some point. Usually when there's, like, enough of, like, a clamoring from Bachelor Nation, Chris Harrison will address it.
Mental
at some point. So maybe at the mental hall, we'll see something. Because you know how they'll do special little. So I could see Chris being like, a lot of you guys are wondering, who in the world were Matt and Adam? Well, not only are they here and they're real and they're not paid extras, but here's some moments you missed.
Yeah.
And then we see these, like, somehow there were fireworks we never saw, but whatever. Adam, do you see yourself falling in love with me? He straight out comes out and asks her. And she responds with a snarky, well, that's why you're still here. If a guy says that to you, what do you respond with, Sterling?
Well, no one has said that to me.
Like straight up third date.
Okay, so like this. Oh yeah, like the first time I've met them, I'd probably stand up and leave.
What about in the first month? Is that still very forward?
Yeah, I still feel like I'd leave.
Like at what point what point, if ever, can a guy say straight up, okay, well, like where's this going? Do you see yourself falling in love with me? Would you ever be okay with a guy saying that to you on a date?
No.
Like, would it ever need to get there? You would know.
That just feels so, like...
That's so great.
I don't know. It can go two different ways. I could either be, like, appreciate it because I could be, like, actually, no. Like, why am I wasting my time? I don't see myself falling in love with you. I'm going to leave right now.
But the way you say it, the delivery matters. Like, Rachel was straight up just...
Christine has a good theory about this.
Go, let me hear
it. My theory was that Rachel was lit this entire time.
What?
Honestly, did you not see her just kind of being like...
Oh, dang. Yeah. I hope we get a close-up on that, because that was, like, spot on.
Like, I'm like, are you there? Are you, like... I wanted to be, like, follow my hand, Rachel, because she was totally... She just either seemed, like, kind of drunk and sleepy or a little tired or just either emotionally uninvested.
Regardless, she's uninterested.
All of the above.
All of the above or in her head, whatever it is, but, like... That was my first assumption. I'm like, Rachel's lit. Like, she does not seem like she's all the way
there. Well, it's like the opposite of lit, because she's, like, sleepy drunk. Not even, like, lit drunk.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Even, like, him saying, like, Mama G and Papa G will put a whole new light in your eye.
I appreciate his enthusiasm, though.
He tried. He definitely, like, tried. He may have pointed at her.
But he tried too hard.
He tried too hard. And she wasn't
trying. He tried too hard. And also...
He was desperate.
He was so desperate.
You could tell. Like, please don't send me home. Please don't send me home. It was, like, written on him.
I know. I felt bad for him. Because he seems like a nice guy, too.
I think, yeah. I mean, I'm not, like, super for him or against him. I just was kind of even keel, like, kind of wondering why he was still there.
I think it's important to remember that this is the guy that brought the doll with him in the very beginning.
I forget about that.
And, like, you just can't forget these little things that people do.
Somebody in the chat will just said something like, the doll will make a better bachelorette than you. Like, okay. Or Bachelor. That makes sense. Okay. Any other thoughts on Adam before we move to Eric and then obviously like the 2-on-1 dinner?
No.
So Eric really opens up. I love how honest Eric is and he keeps it so real with her. And I think she really appreciates that he talks about his family and his uncle getting 50 years and the things he's seen. Never seen his mom and dad together ever. Had to figure out life on my own. And then he follows it all up with saying, I like to help people. And she asks, well, who helps Eric? Which is another great follow-up question, because as somebody who is considering entering in a serious relationship with this man, in this chance, or in this case, in the show, it could be, you know, engagement with him. That's a serious question. Because somebody who's gone through all that, same thing with Dean, like, who does he turn to?
Yeah. That's a great thing to point out, because then Rachel going into it has to think, am I going to just fill a void there that you really need? Where am I going to have to, like, be your mom or, like, take care of you in a way that you've never had in your life?
Or has he had a chance to come full circle? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I think that's something that she considers and that any woman would consider. Because, like, mm-hmm. you want to take, that's a lot of pressure. You want to take care of your husband, but, like, you also don't want to, like, I'm struggling to find the right words, but you want someone who kind of is all there. Like, you don't want to necessarily pick up those pieces for them.
Yeah, you need a whole person.
You need a whole person to have a partnership and a relationship with. She says it all the time. I'm looking for a man to be my husband. Like, Rachel strikes me as the type of Southern girl who, you know, she wants that manly man there. And not saying that it's not manly to have gone through those things, but, like, someone who can support her in a way and maybe not have to have to support them that much.
But it's being, I mean, I've dated girls who are maybe not whole. And I've also dated when I wasn't wholly ready to date. And there's something that's obviously lacking and you try to look past it and it's a red flag and you get to a point where, like, you can't ignore it anymore and it can be a demise of a relationship. Yeah. So I applaud her for having the maturity to ask tough questions. I don't know if he is or not. It's hard for us as viewers to tell.
Absolutely.
Especially when it's this serious of an upbringing, and these are serious life things. But I love Eric, and he could be a dark horse. We could be set up, like, he could be the one.
Danny,
honestly,
you think so?
No, he could also be the next Bachelor.
I do too. I love him. Every single time he's been really vulnerable,
gives me goosebumps. Christina, those are real goosebumps. Like, I legit think
those are real goosebumps.
HD, like, see those goosebumps.
I actually think he's amazing.
Okay. I think he's amazing. I don't doubt his intentions. I think he is all in with Rachel. I do not feel it coming from her side.
I could not agree more with
you. She has never once, like, sat in her little sit down, what are they called? Confessionals,
like,
or whatever.
But also, like, they could not be showing us that. The same thing about Matt and Adam.
She's
getting lit in here.
I mean, she said it early on that, like, Eric's someone I've always been excited about. I've always wanted more. So, like, maybe we just don't see it.
No, I think we see it, and I don't think she's into him at all.
Marilyn Blythe goes, Danny, I love you, but no. I don't actually think he's going to win.
I just think I love him. They never, like, kiss.
Guys, I feel awful saying this, but I honestly think he's still there because Rachel feels pressure to keep him because he's the only black guy left.
You really think so?
I think part of her, yeah.
I don't think she would do that.
I don't. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of pressure from the show, and I think that he seems like a really great guy, and I hope that's not the case.
So what do you think the conversation is? Bachelor producers are like, you need to keep an African-American man around.
I don't. First of all, yeah, Bachelor producers are shady as hell. Like, I would not put them past that. Like, they brought Leon to the show, and they knew exactly what they were doing.
Good point.
I think for her, like, and I don't know what it's like to be a black woman, obviously, but, like, this is a huge deal that she is the first black lead on the show. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. What do you think? Like, obviously, like...
Christine, give us your perspective, because we can't really speak to that.
That's true. I see your point. Maybe there was that pressure there, but I don't know. I still just genuinely believe that there's something there between them. Like, I do partially think, maybe the producers were like, keep him around, but I mean, then look at, like, she kept Matt and Adam around. I don't know. I think maybe she just genuinely is interested in him.
Maybe. I mean, he's a really good guy, so I really hope she is genuinely interested, because to be the first person he's bringing home, if it is just for a show, like, that's not cool. Yeah. But I also don't feel like she would do that. I just don't trust the show. Like, I trust Rachel, not the show.
I agree with what you're saying with that, with the show and the way they set it up, especially because of how they race-baited most of this season. But I don't know.
You guys want to hear something interesting? Yeah. Vivo on the chat roll, Eric is already verified on Instagram.
He's also working on a movie right now, too.
That is very interesting. I'm just saying, if producers can keep Matt out of the show the whole season, and there's enough of a connection that Rachel's bawling her eyes out to say goodbye, we don't even get in a goodbye with Adam in a little bit, they could be keeping this entire thing from us with Eric. I'm just saying it's possible.
Yeah.
Mine is being blown right now.
I'm not saying I actually think that's... I don't actually think he's going to win. If you made me pick right now, I'm not picking him. But I really like him. I'm not saying it's possible.
But do you think he'd be final two?
I could see him being final two, yeah.
Okay, this is very interesting. I have to go home and, like, rewatch this episode.
So let's do this and let's talk about predictions. So we see them have dinner. She decides to give the rose to Eric. Adam goes home. We don't even get a goodbye. I think somebody, Misha, might have pointed out earlier, we've been lacking in limo exits. We don't even see her say goodbye to Adam. It's just like, peace out. See ya.
Later.
So Eric goes on. We have four hometowns. We get the preview. She said, I have no regrets. I found the person I'm in love with. I just pray they'll be asking for my hand in marriage. So here is, can we go into predictions? Let's do the predictions. Let's roll the predictions.
Predictions.
The predictions. There they are.
Now, you're after Buzz TV.
Like, we rarely do them, so I feel like today, since we're going to get there. Okay, so let me break this down, Christina. I don't want to blow your mind too far. Okay. But I want to break it down, okay?
I'm nervous.
I think, obviously, among us, we can agree. If you have to pick between Brian, Dean, and Peter, I think Dean goes home between those three.
Yes.
Okay?
Agreed.
So then it's down to Brian and Peter. Between those two, something at one of the hometowns is going to happen that I think is... She says we're in two different places. We don't know who she's referring to. It makes it look like it's Brian. But one of them, they're in two different places. Something to do with their family. Okay? Neither of them have brought an African-American woman home. They both have said that. So something happens. I could see her saying, this is not going to work because of your family. That person goes home. So then when it comes to the final two, all that's left is Brian or Peter and Eric. That's how I could see Eric being one of the final two. There's my breakdown. Somebody else give me your prediction.
I'm going to need to see more of
a
connection.
No. As it is right now, Sterling, it's called predictions based on right now.
My predictions is that it's going to be Peter and Brian in the final two.
Somebody tweeted out, by the way, retweet if it's Peter and fave if it's Brian, and they had a picture of Peter Griffin and Brian Griffin from Family Guy. I wanted to wait to retweet it until after West Coast people watched, because I didn't want to sound like a spoiler, but I have to retweet that. Christina, give me your prediction. What do you think is going to happen?
I definitely think... final three will for sure be Brian and Peter. They will be in it. Honestly, at this point, I don't think that Dean or Eric are right for Rachel. I don't think she's going to choose either of them. Yeah. So I don't know who's going to be the third one. I have to see
my third one is Eric.
Okay.
Christine
Bean.
I have the same. My third person is Eric. I see it being Brian, Peter, and Eric. And I actually think that... something at Eric's hometown is what's going to scare Rachel rather than Brian or Peter. Because I think she's already had those conversations with him and has a heads up that, okay, they've never seen someone like me come home before. I'm going to go into this with my game face or whatever the case is.
Right. Yeah.
But, with Eric, I just think their upbringings are so different. And I'm curious to see how that'll manifest itself. Because it looked like she was, scared to even go into his house.
Right.
And, I'm just, I see there being some tension there.
So, my actual pick for who, I think it's Peter. I think Peter wins. I think Brian, they have a chemistry, but it's not deep enough. It's not love forever chemistry. It's sensual. Mm-hmm. It's hot. It's infatuation now. But I think that the stronger connection, I think Peter is a flower that she knows can blossom. And I think it's there. And I think it can happen. And that's
picking Brian is picking Josh Murray. Andy picking Josh Murray.
And I also don't think the next Bachelor is any of the four guys that are left.
I don't think it would be.
I think it could be, but I don't think it's any of the four guys that are left.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know, but I don't think it's one of the four guys.
I think it's going to be Peter for sure. And I think Peter is the one who she has problems with on his hometown date. Because I feel like he's not in the right place to get married right now. And I think that's where that drama is going to come. Mm. And also, if we're going to go back to Eric and Dean, you have to give Eric so much credit. Because obviously him and Dean both have home issues and family issues. And Dean kind of giggled behind everything and was trying to hide it. And Eric was just so upfront with it that I feel I just got chills talking about that. That's scary. That's hard to admit, So, I don't know. I'm excited to see all their hometown dates. I feel like they're going to be the most interesting hometown
dates. This is going to be very interesting. Renee goes, I want Peter to win, but Danny always picks the loser. Go back and show me the track record. Do I really always pick the loser? So interesting. India Love 9. Brian still wears the watch, so he definitely won.
He wears it on his Instagram.
Interesting.
I would still wear that watch.
That's
you
true.
Guys wouldn't?
That's wow. True.
Okay, someone tell me that I wouldn't
during
wear
the
that watch.
Show.
Wow. On. Brian is like Nick V. Safer choice, it's but not chosen. Interesting. Well, Nick Viall to all of our... Nick Viall is actually still dating Vanessa, and they look like they're doing amazing.
Really? Because I've heard the opposite.
But look at their Instagram stories. They're together, and they're doing incredible.
Well, that's good.
So I don't believe E! News or Perez Hilton or any of these other outlets when they say all this stuff, because you see them out and about. And you see Instagram stories.
They live next to me, and I see them all the time.
And what do you see when you see them?
I see them around the neighborhood.
And what do you see?
Well, they're always, like, separate, so it's kind of hard to say. But I see them individually walking into the same apartment.
Well, I've heard from a friend of a friend.
Not stalking them, I promise.
The exclusive. I've heard from a friend of a friend that it should be within a couple weeks before they break up.
I hope not. I was really excited to see Nick finally have happiness. But this isn't about that. This is about Rachel.
I feel like she has way more personality than him at this point, honestly. From following them both on social media, like, I'm just bored with it.
Ooh, Danielle Heggie, the watch is over $7,000. Of course he's wearing it. Okay, so there's we have contradicting sides here.
Wow.
ABC's
okay, so Rachel. So Rachel didn't buy the watch.
I told you that. I still think she could. We saw her apartment in the promo for Nick's season, last season, when she was vacuuming by herself. Her apartment was nice.
She's a successful attorney.
I'm excited successful to see young grown woman.
A young grown woman.
If Peter is the bachelor, though, Christine has to go on. I'm making that promise right now.
I feel like you should go on too. I
will give that to Christine.
Will you now? Because I'll take that.
Right. That is our show for this week. Thank you guys for joining us right here on the Bachelorette After Show. In the meantime, until next week, Christine, where can people find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Christine Bean with 3 E's.
You guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Miss Zias.
I'm taking that back. I like kick myself for saying I'm giving it to you. No, anyway, you guys can find me at Sterling Kate.
You can find me at Danny Hoyt on everything. By the way, tweet us your final two and who wins, and we'll retweet our favorites. See you guys next week. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.